Welcome back, Lobos, to Honest Tea with Shaq HP.
Hello, everybody.
How's it going?
So, how have you guys been, Chris, Leah?
I'm doing all right. Making the best through Zoom University.
Yeah, same. Trying to get out of the house as much as possible just for a walk to escape my dungeon I call an office at home.
That is completely understandable. Today, speaking of going for walks, we have a couple of people joining us, Cassandra and Jakeem from the Lobo Prevention Pack, who they're pretty cool people, but they make sure while you're going on walks that you're doing what you need to do. So Cassandra and Jakeem, welcome.
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
Our first visitors. I'm so excited.
Yeah, you're our first visitors that we've ever had on our podcast.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, of course. So you got to make this good, okay? Don't mess it up for the rest of them.
No pressure.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Cassandra, we'll let you go first.
Okay, so I've lived in New Mexico my whole life. Right now I'm a senior at UNM working on my health education and nursing degree.
Awesome. Congratulations, senior. It means you graduate soon.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Woohoo! Go Lobos. Jakeem, tell me about yourself.
Hi, everyone. So I'm from Round Rock, Arizona. You know, I'm repping the 928 and the 505, you know, even though I'm here in UNM. Well, I'm a senior here at UNM, and I am majoring in community health education.
Awesome. So you're a senior, too. We like our health education peeps, right, Leah?
Oh, yeah. Alumni of health education. I love when I hear someone's in health education.
Yeah, me too. But I won't tell you when, because me and Leah are far apart from alumni. And you're
not that far.
Okay, guys, I'm not that old. I get it, but still, it seems forever. Well, welcome. Congratulations on your achievements you've made thus far. It's always great to, as a senior, you know, be those role models on campus. And so I'm really excited to have you guys here and talk a little bit about what you're doing on campus. Yeah, so Leah, I know you had a couple questions to start it off with. Do you want to go with that?
Yeah, for sure. So I heard before this meeting that you both are a part of the Prevention Pack. What is the Lobo Prevention Pack? I'm really interested. It sounds new.
Thanks for asking, Leah. So the Prevention Pack, what we basically do is try to promote a healthy campus here at UNM. Because I know, you know, during this pandemic, you know, times are, I guess you can say, like, unexpected. So, you know, it's important to take safety precautions, and that's what our Lobo Prevention Pack is. So we, you know, we do a lot of stuff on campus and we have activities, and I would like to ask Cassandra to talk more about what we do on campus.
Yeah, so we pass out masks because it is a university mandate to make sure you're wearing your mask unless you're eating or drinking, making sure you guys are staying 6 feet apart at all times and keeping that COVID away.
That sounds really good. Yeah. Sorry, Leah.
Oh, no, go ahead. What were you going to say? It's a really good program? Or?
Yeah, I mean, if you guys are avid listeners, you know me and Leah get too excited for our own good, and we talk over each other all the time.
It happens in person, too, so get ready. It's a storm.
Yes, we are. We're a good storm. We're like the rainbow after the storm.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, back to the point. No, this is a really good program. You say, though, that students have to wear, well, I guess it should be students, faculty, and staff, right? But we have mask mandates. What type of mask is mandated?
So it's just going to be a plain cotton face covering, but you are right. Students, staff, faculty, everyone should be wearing a mask.
Is there a time when they should have to?
Eating and drinking, but that's the only time. Mm-hmm. Or if you're by yourself.
Speaking of eating and drinking, coffee breath after, like, wearing your mask, oh my gosh. It's, like, just
the
warm.
Worst.
Yeah.
At least you'll be getting your stimulant fix all day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Leah was mentioning that when she went, where'd you go, Leah? And your mask was stinky?
Oh, I was running and I have like my special like workout mask on. And man, that thing was stinky. I think it was just because I maybe didn't brush my teeth that morning or I forgot. But it was bad. But I like tried to play it off like it was something around me, like, oh, like someone must be taking me out the trash. No, it's your breath, Leah. Like, get it together.
I guess these are things that we don't really think about, but it's nice that it can hide our stinky breath.
Yeah. Right?
Very true.
So no one will ever know. There's also one of our coworkers, shout out to Edwina. She'll be visiting us soon. But she makes us laugh so much, and she was making a joke like, now I only have to do my makeup from my nose bridge up. Oh, man. Chris, you also had a question for Cassandra and Jakeem, right?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if anybody else has noticed, but, like, every day, like, I get, like, this email asking for coming to campus and stuff. Like, what exactly, like, is that? Like, where does, the data go? Like, what role is it playing?
Well, thanks for asking, Chris. So these screening emails are sent through like a database, and it's basically just to, you know, inform, you know, UNM professionals about whether you're experiencing symptoms or, you know, if even if you're coming onto campus, you know, to make sure you're okay and you're not, you know, spreading the virus onto campus, you know, even because as we know, like the virus, you know, you can have it, but you have no symptoms, you know? So, you know, it's just an extra step to take a precaution against, you know, coming on the campus, you know, because even though we're in a pandemic, you know, there's still students on campus who need to go, like, go print, or, you know, they might be hungry and want to go to the sub, you know. So that's what the emails are for, just like an extra precaution. And I do believe, you know, you just get a confirmation once you completed them, and that's all she wrote, I guess.
That's all she wrote. I love that.
That's awesome.
I don't know if you guys saw, but these screening emails, there is a article out today. Excuse us, guys. We're using Zoom for this podcast because, one, we have to socially distance, and two, well, our department's kind of poor and we can't afford anything better. But anyway, there is a article that came out in the Santa Fe New Mexican this morning talking about how UNM's campus has kind of gone silent. But it mentioned in there about the, like, numbers of cases that they've been seeing nationwide. And I'm trying to scroll through it right now just as we're talking. But I take it that this screening kind of helps prevent us from having more cases on campus. Am I correct, Jakeem?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I am. Oh, man, I wanted to say, I hate when you're looking for something, guys, and then you can't find it. You know you read it. Have you guys ever had that happen?
Oh, sis, every time I'm reading my bio or chem textbook.
Where the heck is this? And you're like, I know it's somewhere.
Yeah. Okay, I found it. So it says, the New York Times reported earlier this month that college campuses have seen more than 88,000 coronavirus cases. The University of Georgia has 3,045 cases, the most of any school in the nation. Arizona State University reported 1,300, Texas Tech 1,000. New Mexico State University had 52 on-campus cases, but UNM has only reported 39 cases overall, with 33 of those were before they even came to campus. So that means we've only had six cases. Wow. Compared to, like, everyone really else. Good. Yeah. So whatever you guys are doing, whatever the university doing, is working. So thank you guys. For real.
Yeah, and I was just had another question for both of you. Like, what are some ways other students that might be on campus or through virtual learning can get involved with what you both are doing?
Yeah, I know. So with everything being remote, there's not as many events as usual for students to get involved. So we're trying to put on some events so students can feel involved on campus. So we're going to put on some Zoom Kahoot meetings with one of our other Lobo Prevention PAC members. If you want some more information on that, you can check it out on our Instagram at Lobo_Prevention_PAC. That'll have prizes too, Amazon gift cards, some webcams, and then those screenings that Jakeem mentioned earlier, those will also have an AirPod giveaway and a meeting with the governor as well.
Dang, ooh, those are awesome.
Prizes, say less.
I think they, if you guys see students walking on campus, correct me if I'm wrong, Cassandra, Jakeem, but if you're walking on campus and you're wearing a mask, you guys have like straight up goodie bags just handing out with a bunch of swag, right?
No, that's true. Lobo cash cards, but you could even get a mask with a UNM on it. There's some goodies on campus. If you catch us, stop us.
Yeah. Don't hesitate just to like show that you're practicing social distancing and wearing a mask. And then you never know who might come up to you and give you a shirt or a bag. You know, we have stuff like that too.
That's awesome. I mean, not that I wanted a pandemic to happen when I was an undergrad, because one pandemic is good for a lifetime. However, I want someone to just walk up to me and give me a Global Cash card or Amazon gift card. Like, that would make my day so much just for following what's asked. I mean, I apologize if this offends anyone, but wearing a mask is not that hard. I mean, unless you have a medical condition, it's like putting on a sweater on a cold winter day.
I know, or like Leah said, like maybe it'd be awesome if we got a prize for like wearing our seatbelt, but these things are just here to like help us and save our life.
Yeah, like when health professionals always implement policy. Policy is the easiest way for people to actually follow healthier procedures. So when mask mandate came in, it's a new policy. And I was thinking, I was like, how about when our parents had to deal with wearing seatbelts for the first time? How many people were reluctant? And then they said, oh, well, it's actually going to save my life and maybe my kid's life in the back seat. So I'm going to put on my seatbelt. Just put on a mask. It's the same thing as putting on your seatbelt, because people didn't have to do that years ago, but now everyone does. So
that's such a great point, Leah. I never thought of it like that. I mean, you guys may be too young, because I know when I was graduating high school, Chris was going into kindergarten, which that still gets me. However.
Here she goes.
I was talking about like when they stopped public smoking, like you had in like restaurants and buildings and stuff like that. They had the Indoor Smoking Clean Act, or I can't remember exactly what it was called. But I came from a family of smokers, and it was hard for them at the beginning, but look at us now. Like, unless you're on a, I don't even know, can you smoke on patios?
No, not usually.
Yeah, see? Look how normal it is. Like, we don't have to breathe in smoke on an airplane anymore. Like, I mean.
Just those darn casinos.
Oh, yeah. But you got to be 21 to go in there, Chris.
Hey, don't bring it up. Awesome. The delis always have the best stuff.
Dude, I know. Sandia Casino has my favorite dinner. I'm just saying. But anyway, we get off. Any other questions for Jakeem or Cassandra, or Jakeem, Cassandra? You have any questions for us?
I don't think I have any questions, except you could follow our Instagram.
Oh, yes. Yeah, Instagram. Mm-hmm.
It's Lobo_Prevention_PAC.
Awesome. Sorry, Jakeem, we cut you off. What'd you say?
I just said that I don't really have any questions.
Awesome. Well, Lobos, if you find Jakeem or Cassandra, I know Hannah and Grant are two other interns, as well as all of our ASUNM board and presidential staff and whatnot walking around on campus. Don't be afraid to walk up to them. Maybe we need to get you guys some shirts. Maybe Shaq can get you some type of shirt. I don't know. We have a couple, I think. But that way you're more noticeable. That would be cool, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, walk up to them. They may have some goodies. And if they approach you, they're students just like yourself, trying to keep you all safe. So thank you, Cassandra. Thank you, Jakeem, for joining us today and for making sure that we mitigate this problem on our campus, and that, you know, our students continue to be safe and healthy. And Chris, how do you sign off on your blogs on our emails?
Oh, as always, folks, stay safe, stay healthy, and be kind to one another.
Yeah, that times 100.
Times 100, yeah.
Awesome. Well, this was your Shaq H. Wait, no, I'm still getting used to this, guys. This is your Honest Tea with Shaq HP. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, you know how to find us, but you can always check us out on Instagram, UNM_Shaq, Facebook, Twitter. Call us, email us, beep us, whatever Kim Possible said in her stuff.
Call anyway. Me, beep, you want to reach me.
Kim Possible.
There you go. Awesome. Bye, Lobos.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye, Lobos.